Chesam Abayis in the very bottom of the page. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Now starts a new sugya. Rabbi Elazar said, so okay, the chassan gets married to the kala on Wednesday, and he comes the next morning, and he tainis Pesach Pesuach Motzasi. He tainis that he found. Now there's two aspects here. There's an aspect that whether there's a Pesach there or not, whether the hymen is still there. So he rips it open, and then there's the blood that's behind it. So he comes along and he says, Pesach Pesuach Matzah. It doesn't say I didn't find any blood, because it could be there was blood, but the shmata that was there got lost. Or could be that she comes from a family who learned later on in the Gemara that they don't bleed at all. So he's not talking about the blood. Now, blood is something that he can ascertain 100%, either was or there wasn't. But in this case, he can't talk about it. But what he does say is, it seems to me that there was no Pesach there. That means that she was Mazana sometime, I think, while we were engaged. Neman la'isra olav. So he's believed, and she obviously denies it. So she believed to aser on himself. But if she says nothing. The Rosh says if she would have denied it, she would be a bari. So she says definitely nothing happened, and he says Shem, he doesn't know. And bari Shem, bari adif. That's what he quotes in Rabbeinu Yonah. Then the Rosh says impossible that Rabbeinu Yonah was such a thing, because this is not a real body, because she knows he can't dispute it. And a body that is a weak body is not a valid body. Anyway, he kind of that, you know, listen, I think you're a Mazana. He is believed to aser on himself. So, and what happens? She's still entitled, the way we learn, not the way the Shami learns. She's entitled to a ksuva, because he can't prove anything. But they can't live together anymore, because a person is believed, Shavi Nafshe Chaticha Desur, a person is believed to say, this is aser to me. Either because he's believed, or because it's like a neder. He's not tainting about the blood, because tain, the blood is a verifiable tain, and he'd be believed definitely. She comes from a family knows the durkiti. They have the blood there, so he can't tain about the blood. But he's saying, I didn't find a Pesach. And Kilakam, like we learned later on, he lost it, he doesn't know him, one thing for sure, he thinks that he found a Pesach Mesuach. There's no way you can prove it. Only but based on what he said. But he's believed for himself. Because every person is believed to say, to me, this is aser. But Rabbi Elazar holds, he cannot forfeit a ksuva, because he's taking away something that she's entitled to. Because you think that this doesn't take away her ksuva. Okay. Get back to your mother. I might understand. Let's say we believe him. Let's say Yitaka found the Pesach Pesuach. What does that prove? All you know is that she's not a Pesul anymore. But so we're assuming that she was Mazana beforehand. But when? She might have been Mazana before they were even engaged, and then she's not also on him. And maybe it was after they were engaged. Right? So suffix. Then there's another suffix. Even if it happened after engagement, maybe she was raped. And if she was raped, she's not also to her husband. So Svek Sveiku. And we know Svek Sveiku is Mutter. So Vamai, Eve, if we believe in him, Svek Sveiku, why is she also to him? Lachid is a Svek Sveiku, Suffix, Tachto, Suffix, Anytime. Did it happen while they were married, while they were engaged, or before? Which is bimutah. Advim tim to lay metachtav. Even if it happened while they were engaged, safik ba'ainis, safik baratzin. Was she raped? Oh, did it happen willingly? And for the Gemara, you're right. Rabbi Elazar's case is talking about where there's only one safik. How can only be one safik? Two possibilities. Loi tzricha, we need it. Be'ech is koyin. What about if his guy's a koyin? There's only one safik. Did it happen before they got engaged or after? After they got engaged, it makes absolutely no difference whether she was raped or not. She's also the husband. So therefore, it's only one suffix, so he's believed. Other beisema be'esh is Yisrael, Yiddish girl, kagoyin the kabel ba'avu kedushin pchusim about girshayim echad. What do we know about a 3-year-old girl that even if she lost a psulim before 3 years old, it comes right back? So therefore, if they got engaged when she was 2.5 years old, it's impossible to have a suffix that maybe it happened before then. So how come today she doesn't have a psalm? Why do they find Pesach Pesuach? It had to happen afterwards. Only Shaili is, was it Oynus or Ratzin? Now we know that a girl till 12 years old, we know that Petuyik Tana Oynusu, that we know that even if you could seduce a girl, it's considered a rape, statutory rape. But we're talking about the girl now is over 12. She might be 12 and a half now, 13. You were engaged to her for 13 years, or 12 years. You got engaged with her when she was 2 years old. You're not getting married until she's 13. So now, this tacht of after 12 years old, if she would have had relations, it might be rotzen, which means she, and which might be then she was done. So there's only one suffix, was it rotzen or oinus? Eilachayil is another suffix, because even after 12 years old, she might have been raped. After 12, raped. Under 12, whatever happened, shame oinus chadu, as Tesis explains. All the same thing. Okay. If you learn your day, you know, here's the whole machlekes, sex fakim is hapichanat. Machlekes, Tesis in the rush. All the Tesis. Anyway. So Rashi. Rashi, v'amai, mitzra lo, why is it asafili behem, even if you believe in asafik tachtav, asafik sveike, first of all, did it happen, mishinis arsas, and afterwards, asafik ain't tachtav, elokoidim, mishinis arsas, is a prior, noch asafik, asafik, ba'inid, va'anus, shari, yebeish, so, she's mutlik, it'll come on, maybe he lay nitvus, ba'eish, is koyin, sha'oinis, asa, ba'asa, hicha, chad, asafik, only one asafik, or, p'chusabaz, gimashani, ba'achsha, v'gidayla, now she's an adult, now Taka she could do with Ratzin. The ain't no ain't no longer ain't. Here a chad sofik ika. The only one sofik here. Sofik ain't a sofik Ratzin. Aber sofik tachtov, sofik ain't tachtov. Look, there's no sofik that had happened prior to they got engaged. Because she even developed Kerichin, had she got engaged, had she had relations before 2 years old, 3 years old, haye psuleh chayzim. It would have come back. It's not a sechanid, pochas mekan, anything less than 3 years old is kenaisin edzba ba'ayin, like you put a finger in the eye, shahadima yaitzim bechazadis. You know, it pops in and pops out. So it would have come right back. That's the Rebbe always means that I even Yishalmi that Lakev Gurm Relai, that Halacha makes Matzias, because if that year was an Ibiyar, because till 3 years old Yishalmi says that the Psalm will come back. And if that year was an Ibiyar, she has an extra month, the Psalm will come back. Until she, you know, because she's under 3 years old. Says the Gemara, so what are you trying to tell me? The whole Chiddush here is that I can ask on myself things. That really amut kushavi nafsh chetir surah. That's your chiddush. Maika mashlom. We already know that concept. But tanini we learned in the Mishnah. Ha'oimer liisha. If a man says to a woman, ki dash ticha, I got you engaged, and therefore you're my wife. V'hi oimer es and she tainis like ki dash tani. Never happened. So now what happened? According to his version, they're married. And according to her version, they're not. So he muteres bekroivav. She can live with all of his relatives because according to her, they're never married. But who also be craving seven? He cannot live with her sister. He cannot live with her mother and everything else. Why? Because he tainus. Because he claimed that you're my wife. So we see that there's a concept that a person can claim something else even though he has no proof. But as far as he's concerned, it's also to me. So what do you tell me about Rabbi Lozab Chiddush? You want a name. I would have thought, Hossam over there, you have a right takashavin nafsha chatichasur the vadai kimle. Because why? He knows 100%. Aval hoch over here, make him into the kimle. Who's okay? He tied the pesach basuah, but who Taka says that it is pesach basuah? You think he's a bucky? He knows what a pesach basuah is supposed to be. Maybe he thinks that it's pesach basuah and really isn't. Kamash Malon. From this Gemara's ma'otema is lochera more raya that shavi nashri basuah is more to do with nemanas than the neder. If you learn like the tzitzah chayshon, that's a neder. I ask it upon myself. Then might not come in if he thinks it or he knows it. I have a right to ask whatever I want. I want to ask her. But if you learn that it's Nemanus, then very good. We believe you, but what are you saying? And Kamash learned that no, that even so, we believe him to a extent that maybe it is Pesach Pesuch. So those who want for emphatic tzos, that Neder means, those who want for emphatic tzos, that Neder means that it's like a Mekra tzos. He made a Neder based on the fact, thinking it's a Pesach Pesuch, and the pilot isn't a Pesach Pesuch, so it's like a Mekra tzos. So therefore, we would have thought that's nothing. Kamash Shalom, it is. Well, we just turn around, no? He had to say, when he says we got married, he had to say we got married in front of Eidim, because we know that the Gemara says in Kedushin that Mekadosh be'ed echad in Chayshul Kedushin. Allah has come, no Eidim. You need Eidim. So he's saying, yes, there were Eidim, but they're overseas and they're gone. We can't find them. The vade kimle shekitcha aval hoch over here aimer tell shepon haye since he was a bacher till now the ain't a bucky he's far from expert make him with like kimle he doesn't know what he's talking about because what he thought shemelt a pesach besuach but the ain't a king and maybe the light to us we should ask him mashlon that no if he says he's adamant so what about so you're telling me Rabbi Loza says that he's awesome. And that what? That if she was mezane, she's usher on her husband in the case of a kohen or a ketana. Umi amar Abba Lazar achi. Let's say it's only one suffix, if we can no longer live with his wife. But amar Abba Lazar. Abba Lazar made a comment somewhere else. Ein ha'ishan esedes al baila. A woman is not usher, forbidden to her husband. Elal iske kinei vestida. Only if he warned her beforehand, and then later they found her alone in seclusion with this guy. Ukim maizir, like happened with the Basheva and Uri Achiti. What exactly does Basheva and Urechiti add to the story? We'll see in a minute. Because over there, nothing was us, it was mutter. Basheva, David HaMelech had relations with Basheva while Urechiti was still alive at the front, battlefront. And then he lived with her afterwards. So what do you bring an eye from there? We'll see. But Tizbra, we try to analyze what's going on there. Maise Shahoya Bekino Vestira. What do you bring an eye from Urechiti and from Basheva and David? Where was the kinestira there? Rabbi Elazar seems to be saying the only way you can ask your wife is if it was kinestira. And you bring that eye from Basheva. What happened, Basheva? Eshin, Svetins. Void me Ashrua, Faket, over there, David Melech is a tzaddik, and he lived with her. Is that eye? There was nothing wrong there. So what do you bring that eye from there? So he said, Holakashi, you misunderstood what he said. Hachikamer. Ein ha'isha neseres ha'bayla ela al iske kinevestida. A woman is not also her husband unless she was warned beforehand. And the raya is, the ma'isha ha'i, what he did was faket. Look what happened, Basheva, Maisha, Basheva, and David Melch lived with her, David Melch was allowed to live with her, because there was no kinevestida there. The lawyer had a kinevestida, and the lawyer yitzra, she wasn't lusted. Okay, this is Aitik Kazakh. What's it with Rashi? Is also based on what her husband says. Kinish Ramal Al Tisim Plain, don't be secluded with this man. And the Aidim came along and said that's what happened. Okay, Basheva, but Tizbra, Dhokab Allah, and Majami have a bikini. Was any warning there? If she was forbidden on Uriah because it was kinni vestida, she's been on her husband. The rule is echel abav echel abayim. If a man rapes a married woman, halachically, he's allowed to marry her afterwards, because since she's not usher to her husband, there's no isa to the boil. But since you're telling me that she was kinni vestida, which means you're not live with your husband, so if she was usher to husband, the din is echel abav echel abayim. She'll be usher to David. How can David live with her and David's a tzaddik? Is it I? He's never usher on Uriah. So what's going on here? Don't knock him off. We misunderstood him. This is what he meant to say. From the Maizhoi, we see, forget, the only time you ask a husband is there's a warning, and since by Bashar there was no warning, Shitaka was mutter to her husband, and therefore mutter to David.
And if you would be a Kohen,
if David would have been a Kohen, be a different story altogether, yeah. By Kohen, even rape would be also, yes.
What about the Sophic? It's a suffix. You don't know. If something happened, he says something happened. There's a suffix. Nothing happened.
That's what I'm saying. So l'chayri, why should it be usher? That's a question. Why should it be usher? The ma'aseh the Basheva on the main occasion. How you shall keep the vestida l'usher? Saying more vayte mekom on kashe. I got a question. Rabbi Elazar says by usher, there's one suffix. She's usher to the husband. Here he says clearly the only time she's usher to the husband is if there was a kinni and vestida. Let me ask you a question. Actually, the first question concludes kinni vestida in pesach pesuch light. Just because he's convinced there was Pesach Pesuach doesn't answer her on him. Only if there was warning with an aid, and then aid him saw her alone, says him on the back. So you're going to take that. You're going to take it the way it is verbatim. So let me ask a question. Will the time make according to your reading? Kinni vestida is the only way that she's asked the husband aid him loy. And two words come along and said we saw mezana. According to your reading of Rabbi Elazar, she should be mutter to the husband because he said only if there's a warning. If there's no warning, she should be mutter. Next getog. Obviously, that's not Pshat Rabbi Elazar. Ella Hachikama. This is what Rabbi Elazar meant to say. Ein ha'isha neseres al baila. If there were two aid, then of course she's us and husband. But if there was one aid, she's only us if there was kinni and stida. Because kinni is the echad and stida is the two. The only time one aid comes along and says, we saw your wife in Mizana, is if there was a warning and all that. Ella b'shnei aidim. The only other way is either kinestid or two aidim. And if a man gets up and says pesach pesuach with such veracity, then that is conviction. Then that is exactly the same thing as two aidim. The kinestid b'lechru pesach pesuach k'shnei aidim dami, because he's convinced that's what happened. So therefore, it's also Rashi. Aidim loy bidmiya. I feel like a shame. She's into shemayin and said, "But the kinu as a pasul k'siv kimot be'eres davar ve'oyel lo nitzvah zasura." If it wasn't forced, ain't he said a baila beidach? The yalos love the mamim bekinu still yeshedim shkinu love yeshedim shnisu achakinu. I feel beidach. I feel able to meleidach. Nemet believed over here. Normally you need two aidim, but by kinu still one is enough. The chassid says the aid ain't bar. Now aid normally means two aidim. Well, Mama, come on, number eight single, had a kashnai means two. Come on, Rachmana, eight, but there were no two. Today, El Chad, but there was one. He learned it first, she wasn't forced. Asuda, she's also, should I glime the dover? She's in. Once you warn, then you're in seclusion, we assume that something happened. Shadi Kidala, the Nistra. The eight Echad Me'idah, she hit to me, and one eight testifies. Mahashal, Tishla, Rabbi Lazar. Don't ask me any questions, Rabbi Lazar, Pesa, Pesuach, La Isal, Asuk, Shadi Dami, Shadi Dover, Baru, La Shadila, to him. It's like two eight. Now, now let's go back to the Gemara. Now we'll explain Rabbi Lazar further. What's this Ma'isa Shehoya? You can ask me a question. Ma'isa Shehoya, Taka, the story with Uri Hachiti. Why wasn't Taka Basheva Asr on her husband and therefore she should be Asr on David Melech? What's the question? So Rashi learns it's like Edim. Al David Shari Edim Harbi Yod. Everyone knew they lived together. So there were Edim everywhere, and we just said that Edim asses her on her husband. So she should have been Asr on Uri and she should have been Asr on David. Taisa says, what kind of Edim? Just because you think something happened, that's called Edim. Edim means you got to see. Nobody saw anything. So he says the means over here is David knew that he did something wrong. David knew that he lived with Bathsheba when he shouldn't live with Bathsheba. So therefore, why did David live with her? So David would never have taken her. It's like Pesach Pesuach. So Pesach Pesuach, you know for sure it's Asa to you. David knew more than Pesach Pesuach. He knew whether he lived with her or not. So it should be Asa. So I'm going to give two answers. One answer is, which is a pretty sad answer. Remember, Gemara says, whoever says David sinned is making a mistake. So the first answer, Gemara, is, Hasam Einesu. David Melech raped her. And what do we say if you rape her? So she's mutter to her husband. If she's mutter to her husband, she's mutter to the boil. Very hard to understand this answer, Gemara. And he's still a tzaddik. He raped a married woman. And come Shom Dov Chote, and he'll tell you. But Amr Abi Enison said, Kol Hayyotze L'mechemes Beis David. Whoever went to war on behalf of David, get krisus kaisel lishter. Whoever went to war in Yadav Melech's time wrote a get to his wife. And how do we know that? And therefore, when David HaMelech had relations with her, she was already a divorced woman. How do we know that? It says in the Pasuk, it says, David HaMelech was sent by Yishai to go to his brothers and see how they're doing there in the front with Goliath. So it says over there, Ve'eis aseres, Ve'eis achicha achecha tif kei l'shalom. Go to, and say, send peace to your brothers. And that which mixes them together, take away from them. What do you mean, that which mixes them together? The Kedushin. They're all married. Take away the Kedushin. Receive a get from each one of them so that nobody should be in Aguna. That which combines them together, take it away. Now, he's a big machleid Rashi. So Rashi, get krisus case of Lishtoi. Rashi learns not pshat to give an open-ended get. This is what you did. You wrote a conditional get, and he says as follows: that if I die, Shim Yom Muhammad Yehi get Mehayim Ksiv Asay. If this person dies in the war front, the battlefront, the get should be retroactive, and that before he died, the get was valid. But he makes Uri Muhammad says Uri died on Muhammad, therefore, yeah. So Rashi learns it was a conditional. Sorry, he didn't kill him; he put him in the front, and most people in the front die. Because when's it get chal?
You don't know if he's dead.
Yeah. Well, sooner or later you'll find out.
So Taisa already good. Taisa already explains that even though Rashi says she'im yamus, it doesn't mean she'im yamus. It means if I don't come back when the war is finally over, not the beginning of the war. Rashi explains when the war is finally over. So therefore, even if it doesn't come back, no edim, it's retroactive. Taisa's problem on Rashi is simple, but how did David HaMelech? So knows right now it wasn't a get. How did David HaMelech the first time had relations with Bathsheba? This is before he brought Uriah back and told him to stay with his wife. How do you know that he'll die then? So he did a safek avera at the time. He did this whole story that he sent him to the front was only after he came back and David said, stay home with your wife. And Uriah said, I can't stay with my wife. Everybody's fighting. My friends are fighting and I'm going to stay home and have a good time. I can't. So, but how does David know all that? So the Chayr according to Rashi, he says, I don't see how David is a tzaddik in his behavior. So Taisus learns there was no conditions. It was an open-ended get. Everyone gave an open-ended get. Then Taisus asked himself, which is very hard to understand his own answer. Taisus asked himself, so why is the Gemara call it? The Gemara, we're learning about Metzi. The Gemara says that it's a suffocatious ish. It's better to do an aveda of suffocatious ish. Everyone else going around, everybody shouldn't call me, you know, make fun of me because you shouldn't be malbin somebody. It's a much worse aveda than what I did, which is a suffocatious ish. Why was a suffocatious ish according to Taisus? According to Rashi, it's a suffocatious ish because the guy's still alive. It's not a get until he dies. Who said he'll die? But according to Taisus, he gave an open-ended get. Why is it suffocatious ish? So Taisa says, because everyone did it hiddenly, so no one knew. What does that mean? It says, Kol Hayetzi L'Chalim Beis David, every single soldier went. Yeah, exactly. So who cares if he did it in public or not? Everyone knows about it. So Taisa is also very hard to understand. But anyway, back to Rashi. Chsib M'chem Shol V'Eisachicha and your brothers. But David Lamed Misha Aviv. David learned from this lesson from his father, Lehanig. He also put it in the same way. Sha'af Hayetzi L'Chalim Beis David. When he went to war, did the same thing. What did they do? Devari Ma'amur Ravim Bein Noi Le'Bein Noi Eilu Kedushin Tikach Titum and then take back. I get through again. Says Gemara Abaye. Omar Abaye says Abaye, I am going to support Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Lozer said that Pesach Pesuach Matzasi is a valid taina. We're talking about the way Rashi shit is. There's no dam here. We're not talking about a taina of dam because there was no dam there either because they lost a shmata because my family didn't know dam. So dam there is no dam, but Pesach taina is that there's Pesach and the chiddush is we believe by even by Pesach Pesuach we believe him. Says Gemara Abaye says, in fact, I don't need Rabbi Lozer for that. We learned, it says in the beginning, Besula Nisas Liyem Revi, a Gwensha girls get married for the first time on a Wednesday, so they go to court on Thursday. Liyem Revi, in Liyem Chamishiloy on Wednesday and on Thursday. Why not on Thursday? Because by the time you go to court again on Monday, he might calm down. My timer, Mishum Ikruri Daita, was scared to calm down. Now, what's the issue? Ulamai, what are we worried about? So he'll calm down. What's the big deal? Ilim Mesa looks over is the question is whether he should give her a ksuva or not. Maybe she forfeits her ksuva. If he would have gone to Bezin on Thursday, she would have forfeited her ksuva. And now that you're going on Monday, he might calm down and he'll give her a ksuva. Nezala, who cares? Give her a ksuva. This is the Raya Rabbi Chananel brings that actually the Gemara learns that Rabbi Lozer says not only do you, she also do you, but she forfeits her ksuva as well. But Rash isn't that way. It's just a happening Gemara. Ella must be la'oishalav. He has to ask her. She's asked to him, and if it's the following day, the court will go to court, and they'll be asked to live together. But if he waits till Monday, he might come down and live with her when they shouldn't be living since sin. Udu katon tain. So what tain does he have? My love, the tain that he has, he goes to Bezin. The katon tain is pesapesuach. He's taining that pesapesuach. So we see clearly from here that a pesapesuach is believed. That's why we want him to go to court the following day because they shouldn't be living together. As far as he's concerned, she's asked to him, so they shouldn't be around. Says the Gemara, no raya. The katoyin tainas dummy. The Mishnah might be talking about a normal case where tainas, I didn't see any dam. And that is a fact. Pesach Pesuach is a feeling. He thinks it's Pesach Pesuach. So if he comes along and says tainas dummy, it's a fact, of course everyone will believe him. Rabbi Lazar's chiddush is that even the Pesach Pesuach, who says you're right, you might be wrong, you think it's Pesach Pesuach. Maybe that's how it is and you're wrong. For Desvang, if he believes that something is wrong, it's also. That's the Chizah B'lazer, and that's the Chizah Rashi. All they're trying to talk about over here, L'chayit, it seems here that he's believed to forfeit the ksuva. If it's only in the case of our mission, it's a normal case, which is a svek sveka. A svek sveka that probably she's right. Still, he wants to ask her himself, why would she lose the ksuva if the svek sveka says that she's right? Because if it happened before they got married, if it happened before they got engaged, she's mutter. Even after they got engaged, maybe she's raped. So svek sveka that helps her out. So many are showing the Rashba another answer, because svek sveka is matam roiv. And he has a cheska's mom and the money is his. You want to take money away from me to give it to her. And the roiv ain't hoch mom and achar roiv. So if a roiv can't take money out, neither can a svek sveka take money out from him. That's why he's potter. Rashi, alav lo isra, who the kaptin shalei kadesh, come down, be kaim, as a surah, alma, be siki, osi, be tona, sin, lay, alav, asa. Tainas, domim, the tainim, of redis, it's clear. Velekal, meim, like, kim, that's what he's talking about. Avapaz, surah, eim, alach, like, kim, that's what he's talking about. So that's Rabbi Lazar's opinion. Comes along another machleike, another opinion. I'm going to be a Mishmul. Who's name Mishmul? I hold like Rabbi Lazar differently. I hold Pesach Pesuach Matzasi Neman Lahavsidik Suvasa. I believe, furthermore, not only is he say Asa, but he can even forfeit the Ksuva. Why would you believe him to forfeit the Ksuva? Because we say, there's a rule, so in the next blot, that a person is not going to spend all this money and time to make a beautiful chasna, and the next day, divorce. So therefore, must be saying the truth. And that chazaka of Enam Terech is compelling that she forfeits her ksuv. So that's Shmuel's chiddush. Rabbi Lazar says she does not lose her ksuv. And Shmuel says lose her ksuv as well. The Rashi, Lafsid ksuv also, Al Pi Atzma, based on his testimony. Every time the Kamen Farish, chazaka Enam Terech, a person is not Matriach and a Suda, and makes her lose the money. Says the Gemara, Interesting question. We just had an opinion. Doesn't even agree with this. And he's asking, what are you coming to teach you? Mike Mashma, what are you teaching us? Because that's why Tesis has another version where actually Rabbi Elazar and Shmuel both agree the same thing. Each one's just focusing on a different aspect. Says Rabbi Yechiel to Shmuel, I don't understand Yechidish. Tanina, we learned Mefedish in the Mishnah later on. You remember in Yehuda, they had Yichud with their fiancés. Not in Galil, not in the rest of the world. So in Yehuda, but you had Yichud, chances are that things happened between them. So for somebody, it's by Shved. In Yehuda, Shalai Be'edim, there are no witnesses. Einu Yochel Litten, every time they sat together, Einu Yochel Litten Tainan Psulim. He can't later on come on after we got married. She wasn't a psula. Because we believe you're the one who made her not a psula. Because they were together. Remember, Liba Gaspar, they were so frum over there that they couldn't get married to a girl, so they want to slowly acclimatize them. So it's a mashma. But Yehuda delay much of time. Clearly, no matter what. And in Yehuda, he can't tiny that she was a psula. But her Galil, much of time. But had it been Galil, we believe him. What would we believe in that? That she's asatim or that she loses the ksuba? Lamai. Ila Israel, if the whole vart is to us, why you don't believe it? He tainis. I did not have any relation with her, and I know for a fact she's mazana. We're going to force him to live with her? How can we? Just because we assume he came from him, but he tiny, he wasn't. How can we force him? Shavi and so obviously, we're not talking about that he's claiming that she's us to me. He's saying, I want to take away a ksuva. I want to forfeit a ksuva. In Yehuda, we don't believe you. But in the rest of what we do, is that I tell about the Shmuel that we do believe the forfeit a ksuva. And now, he tiny. What was his tiny? And we believe in the forfeit of Ksuva. We're talking about his tiny Dummim, Rashi. And tiny's Dummim is far stronger than Pesach Pesuach. Because Dummim is a fact. Was there blood or wasn't there blood? Pesach Pesuach, you think. Who said you're right? So Rabbi Lazo therefore holds that Yitaka Pesach does not forfeit Ksuva. This Mishnah is talking about Tainas Domim. And Shmuel, his Chiddush is, I hold you can even, that even Pesach Pesuach can forfeit Ksuva. Sorry, what did I say?
The reason Tainas Domim is stronger is because it's a Metzius. You can establish, does it happen or not? Exactly. So let him bring an ayah, let him bring a Matlis.
No, he said there was none. There was no blood, he's saying it. Right here. Nash. That's the thing, there's no dam.
Later, you know, in a day.
Oh, but by dam it is. That's the whole thing. That's how the shushman is to come and check. Nashi. I know for a fact I had no relationship with her, but it must be from somebody else. He's claiming for me she's awesome. Why should it be different? He's trying to forfeit Yehuda. We don't. In Yehuda, we don't believe it. We say you definitely had a relationship with her. But Galil, you could claim. And what do you claim? My love, the Katoin Tainas Pesach Pesuach Matzasi. The Avagav, the Ain Adim Bedova Zed, even though there are no witnesses. The Loi Tainim Muchachas, there's no clear, compelling proof. Ella Alei Samchinam. We're talking about a K. There's no Adim by Pesach Pesuach. How does anybody know? So we have to trust him. The Amrin and Elav the Kushtahu, had it not been the truth, Lohayim Mafsi Tzudase. So why does Shmuel believe him? Because Shmuel says, even though let's say he's not, most people are not 100% sure. This guy is 100% sure, he's stubborn, that this is what happened. He just spent a fortune on the chastam, we spent 3 days preparing for it. Why would he the next morning come up and make up a story of this? For what purpose? He must be telling the truth. That's why, because of this chazak, we believe him. But Allah doesn't believe in the chazak, but Shmuel does. And if he didn't like her, oh my gosh, you divorced her before, but like Tarach Basud isn't saying they didn't hear about the Vashanta, you're not allowed to divorce once you're engaged. So therefore he would have gotten a divorce and that's it. Me of the Yehuda Lai Mehemin. Why is he moving Yehuda? Shema Bob made it. Look at this. Maybe they had relations. Vishachach. Imagine? You forgot? Oh, you had a bomb at Techibasa, they just got very close, didn't realize the Yoda Shishibasulada. He himself caused something to happen without realizing it. Says the Gemara, this mission is no raya. Loi no. The katoin tain is dumb. Made the mission talking about where he tain is dumb. La elam emu dovish and yochel about it. Something he cannot mevada. Ain't your name like because of us. Take the pesach zuach. You can never check out if it's true. We take don't believe him. I the mission you do believe him. Talking about with the shmati. You check the shmati. See if it's blood or not. But you can see that kin habegil much tain. The tain is dumb. We're going to hire you lehem shoes beneath the had these people there. Shemisham shemay. Oh, he said that was serving them. He didn't trick them. They didn't see any blood. And then they lost a tiny booty. It's clear. Rabbi Chananel learns the whole Gemara, but we won't go through that. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.